Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another episode of The Real Housewives of New York.
You gotta see this episode tonight. There's a reason Andy Cohen said it might just be the best episode of The Real Housewives of New York. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is my theme song of my whole life, basically. Unfortunately. Okay, guys, tonight we have a special guest. I don't know what's going on with my mic. I really can't hear myself. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, that's all that matters. Okay. We have a special guest tonight. We have Rutherford B. Hayes in the house, an eight-week-old puppy that our very own Lindsay Wagner brought tonight. So thank you, Lindsay, for bringing him.
I wanted to introduce him to you guys, and all the beautiful girls have clearly tuckered him out because he is just out. Thank you to our producers and crew for keeping him happy and occupied while we were watching the show, because he was a little ball of energy, and he's out now, but we're going to talk all about Housewives.
He's so cute, guys. If you saw him in person, he's even cuter. It's hard to imagine. He's like, I'm going back to sleep.
Okay. Like, Mom, well, seriously.
I'm Ashley Daniels. You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels. Who am I with tonight, starting to my right, since there's nobody to my left? I guess technically Lindsay can be to my left, but Megan.
Hi, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and you can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Fern Ronay here. You can tweet me at Fern Ronay.
And this is Lindsay Wagner. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wagner or find Rutherford on Instagram at Rutherford B. Hayes Wagner.
Yes. Aww. I am very shocked that you did not name him after John, Dorinda's boyfriend. Like, what's wrong with you? Or Tom. Or any of, or Jason Hoppe. I mean,
Jason Hoppe
would be the closest one out of any one of those options you're giving me.
His face is everything right now. Okay. It's really tough to like recap a show when you're staring at the cutest puppy's face in the world, but I'm going to do my best. Guys, crazy episode tonight. I am
wild.
I can't hear myself. I'm just letting everybody know. I'm going to do my best, but I can't gauge how loud I am because I have my mic's not working.
Great. I think you're perfect.
But letting you guys know that in the booth, just in case you can fix it. If you can't, I'll do my best. So, Bethany and Luann, part two, and we see at the end tonight there's a part three to this. That's how crazy this is, guys. This is like a 24-hour party, by the way. This is three episodes. We get that only for reunions. Mm-hmm. Intense. Bethany and Luann continue their skinny girl conversation tonight. When I say conversation, I mean like screaming rant where they literally like kill each other with their words. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't. Luann is trying to, you know, trying to stay calm. And in doing so, it almost looks like we were talking about either last week or a few weeks ago, how sometimes when people are screaming, you almost like go kind of quiet just to make them look crazier. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do we think Luann was doing that for that reason? Or do we think Luann was just trying to calm Bethany down tonight?
It seems like if Luann is trying to do that, then she's been doing it a lot this season because she's been so quiet and calm in so many moments where people are trying to start with her or she could have been upset. And like Ramona was trying to start with her at Sonia's birthday party, I believe. And she was just like, oh, Ramona, you're nuts. Like, so all season, I don't know if maybe she made a pact with herself before the season started to remain really calm, but I also do think it's not really her nature to fly off the handle like Bethany does.
Right.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't remember her ever going really crazy. Like, she always seems to kind of stay calm. She never gets as emotional as any of them. Right. Certainly not like Bethany or like any of them, really. She never really gets nuts.
Well, let's remember.
I don't even think I've ever seen her cry.
Let's remember her quote from last year. Don't be all uncool. I mean, she's just kind of. She doesn't get mad easily. Maybe that is her being a countess and always kind of being on. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we've ever really seen her yell or scream at anybody.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the most we've seen would be in the kitchen, which we'll get to, but she started going crazy about the cake. She was just, like, looking for, like, anything to yell at because at that point she was so upset.
Yeah.
So Luann and Bethany have it out, and, I mean, there's really no way to recap that unless we acted it out, which we will not do because you may as well watch the episode. That's what happens. But then Luann walks out and can hear... No, doesn't walk up. So she just walks to the side. And Ramona and Bethany are discussing Luann. And Lindsay, I think, or Megan, one of you guys said, but she probably can still hear. Like, they were talking about what had just happened about Luann. And Luann's like, I'm right here.
Yeah. Bethany got up and sat next to Ramona. Yeah, and Luann was still one person next away. To Ramona on the other side.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was the mic and maybe Luann couldn't hear. But, like, typically... You can gauge if someone can hear you or not. So they wanted her to hear. Well, at least Bethany wanted Luann to hear, of course. Right. I mean, Bethany's not stupid. So
I was thinking, Bethany, if you're so smart, go talk in the other room.
Right.
Not one person away from her.
Bethany was on edge tonight. She was just upset anyway. But this, like, really triggered something deep down within her. Because this is, like, her baby, her other baby. So I don't blame her. And I don't think this was a miscommunication. I do think Luann knew what she was saying. I think that this was, like... You know, a way... I can't look at that puppy. This was a way for Luann to stay relevant, I think, at this point. I mean, she kind of was having... We didn't see a lot of her. And there really wasn't anything that we could... There was no real storyline with her. Now, literally, because of her, everyone's fighting tonight. Mm-hmm. She made this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Got to thank her for that. And Ramona didn't cause any problems tonight.
That's so funny. I didn't even realize that. Good
she
point.
Was. She just instigated everything, though. Mm-hmm. And she's two-faced. You think so? Don't you agree? Oh, but she's two-faced because she'll sit there and then go with Bethany and talk about how, well, yeah, she's got your haircut. It looks better on you. And then the next thing we see is Ramona talking to Luann, and she's like, oh, yeah, this is so crazy. And then you see her talking to... She's going to each person, but talking kind of badly and not horribly, but she's just being two-faced.
Yeah.
She's playing up to each person.
Right.
I actually thought it was a good look for Ramona. Because I didn't think she really was being two-faced as much as, like, she didn't continue her argument with Luann, which was, you stole my boyfriend kind of a thing. You broke the girl code and you stole my boyfriend is what she almost tried to incite. And then... She kind of just, for the rest of the night, just got along with Luann for the sake of, like, Dorinda being crazy and for the sake of, I guess, Luann needed somebody to unload on because she was really improperly trying to unload on Julie. And I don't know. I actually thought it was, like, a good look for Ramona tonight as where I normally think she's saying and doing all the wrong things.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think there were a couple other instances where Ramona had to step up and be the one that had to... influence people to maybe apologize or to fix the situation. She takes on that role really well, and I think she did it perfectly tonight. She did it in a way that wasn't making the person feel like she was attacking them, meaning Luann. You know, she kept on telling Luann how to fix the situation, but kind of like hinting at it and almost like being girl, like friendly to her. Like, listen, like this is the best thing to do, and like you should do this, not like do this now. So. I don't know. I agree with you, Megan. I think she did a really good job at mending things. I think she also saw that Dorinda was freaking out. It was like a point where, like, someone had to step in. And Jules tried to. But Ramona really did her best to fix it, although nothing really helped, including the texts. But we'll get to that.
I feel like Ramona seemed like she was relishing being the one who finally had no drama. And she could be the, like, cool girl who's, like, you know, the calm one and, like, the one helping everyone with their problems. Yeah. I thought she was loving not being in the middle of it.
I go back and forth because when I hear her in the kitchen, I really do believe she wants Luann to say the right thing to Bethany because it seems like she really does. She's like, say this. Don't know. Bethany's smart. She'll get this. Save miscommunication. But then other points where it's, like, when Luann walks out, Ramona tells Carol, hey, like, Luann was just saying... No, it was the opposite. I'm confused. Wait, who was it? She said, there's so much fighting tonight. Who did Ramona tell about the pedophile thing? She told that to...
Luann.
About Carol.
The minute
Carol walked out. Thank you.
How amazing was that moment where they were hiding in the closet listening? I mean, it's like they're talking about the pedophile thing, but Jules and her in the closet.
She's like, you'd be a really bad spy, Jules.
And then it goes from, you'd be a terrible spy, to... Or, no, you're a terrible spy, to... "Oh, this wallpaper's beautiful. You know, that's the mark of a really wealthy person, you know." I was like,
takes one to know one.
Mm-hmm. Is this conversation going? It was like the best comedy relief I've seen in forever.
It was really good.
They're going to do something on Watch What Happens Live tonight with that closet scene.
No, oh my God, you know what? Watch What Happens Live is off for 2 weeks. It's like planned vacation for the show.
Very depressing.
I know. Bethany was screaming at him. I was trying to listen to Bethany's radio show today, which every time I listen to her unedited, I'm like, she's crazy. Get her to the crazy pills ASAP. Right. But she was like screaming at Andy, like, "Andy, you're an idiot. How could you possibly schedule this episode to air while your show isn't airing?" She goes, "Get me a hooker dress. Get me a crew. I'll go in there and do the show for you tonight."
She should have.
I can't believe you don't. I know. She should've. Like, but I think the whole crew is off, so he couldn't have her go in there and do the show on his behalf, kind of a thing.
That's so depressing. That's I really was looking forward to watching Happens Live right now.
I know. Can you imagine how good it would have been?
Andy's in the
Hamptons. Wow, you just like ruined my night. Thanks, Megan.
I know. Sorry. Total Debbie Downer. I'm going to have to go home and have like my dirty martini, my Dorinda style dirty martini, and cry over the show again, but cry over Watch What Happens Live not being
depressing.
On.
Well, okay.
I felt bad for Jules, though, prior to this, when the whole Luann and Jules' situation was happening on the patio, because Jules is dealing with her dad having pneumonia and dying, and then Luann is so self-absorbed at this point to come out and be like, "She was attacking me, she called me a slut," which, yes, these are horrible things that Bethany did in somebody's house without anyone defending her, but she just said, "There are worse things in the world, my dad," and we were asking, was this edited? Was something done? Because it just seems...
Like, three times she said, "I'm sorry." Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, there are bigger things going on. At that point, you have to, like, get up and take a walk and cool yourself down. Like, how could you ignore this woman basically protesting to you, like, "I don't want to hear it. I'm trying to call my father who could possibly not be with us soon. Like, I can't talk to you right now."
I feel like Luann was not listening to her.
She couldn't process.
Luann must be horrified right now, because Luann's a nice person. I don't think she intentionally did that, but that is horrible. You hear the word dad and death, how does it not trigger to like listen for 2 seconds?
But it was so bad that it seemed like bad editing. We were all
maybe
real?
It was. I don't know. I can't see Luann being that
dense.
Well, I mean, and then she was blaming it all on Dorinda not stopping Bethany as the hostess. I mean, that was poor
form. That was horrible.
That whole scene, I was like, this is a no.
But why? I think Luann will tweet about it if that was edited. I think Luann's going to stick up for herself.
Yeah,
so
I'm on her Twitter right now. But waiting for it to load.
Why wasn't Jules then home with her dad? She said, she's like, "My father's sick. I'm calling him, you know, like, I should be with him." Well, then go.
Yeah. I was wondering where her parents live.
If my dad was in the hospital with pneumonia and I was up for a girls' weekend.
No, I know. Yeah, that's true.
Sorry, girls. See you later. And I feel like her friends would be like, go. Unless he's in Iceland or something. You know?
Interesting. Luann did not live tweet this episode.
Yeah, well, it looks like a lot of them, from what I could see, my Wi-Fi's not too good, but I think they wait for the West Coast feed as well, I think.
Bethany tweeted, Dory.
She did?
Yeah.
I can't get the tweets up. Anyway, some of the things Bethany said tonight, she said, "slut, liar, hypocrite, snake,"
oh my God,
toward Luann. Those are some of the things she said.
Horrible.
Do we think tonight that Bethany is like a sniper? Which Dorinda called her.
100%.
Yeah.
When her interview portion, I wrote it down. She said, "Bethany's like a sniper. She puts that red dot on your forehead." What did she say? And then you're done.
And then you're done.
And you're done. I was like, that's exactly it. If she has anything to say to you, like, it's coming out rapid fire. And, like, I think in listening to her radio show, I can see even more how, like, there's just a manic flow of words that come out of her mouth. And it's like, she's always edited into this, like, fun, spunky, zany character on the show. But, I mean, if you hear her unfiltered, unedited, it's like, oh, my God. Like, please stop. Like, I can't listen to this anymore. She's
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, my God. At least Snapchat's 10-second bites. I mean, on her radio show this morning, I was like, take a breath. Like,
she really doesn't give up.
No.
Where do you find her radio show?
On Sirius.
Sirius.
So, yeah. Be Real with Bethany.
I feel like getting a subscription just
to hear her.
Renewing my subscription just for that now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Snapchat's a lot, though, so I don't know if I can handle it. I mean, and also, I do think tonight that Dorinda did save Sonia. in a sense. I think Luann got a lot of the anger that would have been directed towards Sonia.
Who called it? Who called it cat fights? Was it Ramona? Somebody was saying, like, this is such a crazy amount of cat fights. And I was like, that's exactly what it is. It's just like cat fight after cat fight.
Carol was going to stay out of it, though. Carol stayed out of it the most, I think, out of everybody. But it what happened afterward, so after which we briefly touched upon, but we see Jules is outside, and Luann goes outside to sit with her, and then she ignores Jules several times, whether consciously or unconsciously, because she's just so upset. And in those moments, everybody else is upstairs, including Dorinda. Dorinda comes downstairs and walks outside, and Luann kind of attacks her and says, well, she does attack her and says, you're the host, you should have stepped in, and has all these, you know, expectations of Dorinda. And, I mean, she knows what a host should be doing. It's not, you don't go and get into the middle of the fight. Why should she do that? She's got to, like she said, I cooked, I decorated, I gave you guys gifts, why should I do anything else? And then afterward, Dorinda goes upstairs, they're all upstairs, except Luann and Ramona. And it's almost like they all trapped themselves from Luann. Do we think when Luann walked upstairs that she really was intending on leaving? Because I felt like she was definitely not leaving that house tonight.
She was baiting everyone. She wanted to hear. She wanted to hear everyone say, "No, no, 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 stay. We want you to stay. Don't leave." We all do it. I mean, think about it. When you have a fight with your boyfriend and you run out the door,
you
secretly
don't really
want him to come after you.
Of course.
She was doing the same thing.
I
don't fault her for it. We all do it.
I think I thought she intended on leaving. Well, at least at first I did.
You did?
I'm on the fence. I don't know.
Fern, the lawyer. What's your lawyer perspective? Tell
us. I didn't know you could see both sides. Because at first, when she had, didn't she have her jacket on?
Yeah,
she had it on
like
all
a little
night.
Fur thing.
Yeah, she kept putting it back on and off.
Felt initially like she was, but then I could see, like, she's just playing. She's playing a role, and she's just playing in general. I don't know.
I felt that fur vest was fabulous.
She looked great.
I don't know why I liked it so much, but I loved it. Was it from her Evine collection?
I don't know.
I would guess, and then her necklace, the whole outfit she had together, and her haircut that looks like Bethany's. No, Bethany's looks like hers.
Yeah.
It's the Luann 2.0.
It did keep replaying in my head, though, when she did kind of threaten to leave, that Bethany said that she wanted to be so badly on the in front of the cameras when they were doing the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah.
So it was like, I think she really wants to be on camera. No fault to her. I mean, I think if we were all in a show, we'd want to be on camera. So I don't think she was going to leave. I really didn't feel it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. We'll assume she wouldn't.
What does everyone think the motive is with constantly saying that Bethany now has my haircut? Like, she wouldn't give it up the whole
time. It was the only
thing
she had.
It's the grasping.
Because it was, like, her way of, like, gaining the power. Like, okay, like, I so badly wanted to, you know, tell everybody that I took your skinny girl. I made your skinny girl idea, but yet you're the one with my haircut. It's the only thing she had, I think.
Because I kept being like, why does she think that that's a major point? No. I don't get it.
It was just a weird dynamic. You have Bethany literally screaming, and then you have her, like, almost being just condescending back, like, okay, like, you're not really serious. She's like, you're a slut, you're a whore. Oh, right. Like, the back and forth was just the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a mismatch.
I give her credit for not getting to a Bethany level. But it was incredible.
Watching, really quickly, though, not to rewind too much, but watching the episode over again, I don't think that she was saying that she came up with it. I know she said that before, but when I watched it again, I don't think she was saying that at that moment. I think Bethany made a joke, and she, like, went along with it, like, saying, yeah, like, you know, I might have said that in the past. I don't really think that. I don't think she meant that at all. I just wanted to put that out there if anyone else agrees with me.
I think she's mad that she said it in the past.
Yeah, that it came up again.
Yeah.
And then I think at the bottom, like, deep down in all of this, I think Bethany is being loyal to Carol. I think she's pissed at Luann. And this all has to do with Carol, because she keeps going back to, you're a hypocrite who sleeps with 25-year-olds and then talks about my friend who sleeps with 25-year-olds. So I think that's the root of it. I actually don't think it's the business thing entirely.
I agree with you, Fern.
Interesting.
I think, too, that it's a thing about she just wants Luann to admit it. Because she brought that up later and said, I just want to hear her say that, yes, I did do this, or yes, I did call this person this, and you're not doing any of that at all. You're just kind of like she's letting it go. Luann's not admitting it, but she's also not denying it, which, in all honesty, is better for her to do anyway.
Right.
Socially and better to just go, well, I'll let people think what they want to, but I'm not going to deny it and then be called a lie. Like, right. I think she's handling it really well, in all right. honesty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Politically correct.
Okay. Yes. But then I don't think Luann handles anything well at all in the kitchen because this is her point of freaking out and just like blowing up because she's holding it in this whole time. And she sees the cake. She's trying to make fun of the party. And I think in a sense, just because it makes her feel less bad about the fact that this party has gone wrong because maybe it had to do with her. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, this isn't what party is this anyway. It's not a birthday party. Why is it a birthday party? Or what is this thing I'm at anyway? The cake, the not the cake, the cake. It's not her birthday. It is her birthday. And freaking out. And then Dorinda hears it. And Dorinda herself has not freaked out yet because everybody's been holding everything in. And Dorinda, this is like her moment. Like everybody blows up at some point. Unfortunately, it had to do with she picked the one thing. It was the cake thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think Dorinda really believed that Luann was making fun of her mother's cake. It was more like she just needed to blow up at something mm-hmm. as well and get mm-hmm. her anger out, and it was that. And so now Luann's getting it again, and Luann's not good at fixing situations, so she's making it worse by saying, but I was called a slut. And we had to rewind this part like 10 times. Ramona goes over and like starts slapping Luann, like, stop it right now. Like literally reprimanding her. Like, she should have got the wooden spoon and got all Italian on her and be like, get over here. Like, bent her over and just like beat her with this little spoon. I don't know what the heck was going on. The whole thing was just, I don't know what was worse, that dining room scene or that kitchen scene. They were both pretty difficult. Oh, mm-hmm.
Dorinda was worse because I felt so bad for her.
Yeah. Because it seemed like Luann really didn't let Bethany upset her. Later on, you can see that she was very upset by it, but you couldn't really tell. I mean, Dorinda, it was like full meltdown.
Yeah.
I mean, she kept repeating the same things over and over, so it was almost like she didn't know what she was saying anymore. She's like, I cooked, I decorated,
you sound just
I
like
made
her.
It nice. Oh, I made it nice. And like the sideways pointing. I mean, like when she kept repeating those three things, I'm like, oh my, she's in like a total meltdown.
Yeah, she
like,
doesn't get over things for a while. You could see her walking around. Like after they're going to open the gifts and stuff and they're talking and they're trying to move on and play games and stuff. Mm-hmm. Then we see Dorinda like walking around after. She's like, I'm going to go take a nap or like watch Law and Order. Carol noticed she was going to watch Law and Order. She was just depressed. Yeah. I think Dorinda takes a while to get over things. Mm-hmm. Some people bounce back. Bethany, too. She was not anywhere. She was not in a good place.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I feel like Ramona's the ultimate bounce back
girl. Total.
Like she'll cause like nuclear meltdown. And 3 minutes later, she's like, okay, so I think I'm going to apologize. I'm going to go home now. Okay, bye. Like, and she's fine. Uh-huh. And I think, like, Dorinda's had a rough season. Every, like, scene of hers is, like, a really bad emotional situation. She's either having, like, a really bad moment with Ramona or John. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, every time she's on camera, it's these terrible moments. I'm like, oh, my, how much more can poor Dorinda take?
Yeah.
I feel like every episode she's, like, screaming and crying, like, and really crying.
I think,
like, real tears.
I think Sonia, too, gets over things fast, right?
Yeah.
I think Sonia lets people go.
She lets things go quickly.
She has, like, a sad party girl thing, kind of, like, where she drinks a lot and pretends she's not really that upset by things, and she's always very bubbly.
I think Luann gets over things, too, actually.
Yeah.
If Luann could have done that, if Luann could have said one thing to fix a situation, even though she was really still upset about something, she would rather fix the situation, fix it, mm-hmm. than really feel her feelings. That's the mm-hmm. difference between people who are really authentic, I think. Mm-hmm. I feel like they can get over things faster when they're less authentic or they're less in tune with what they really feel.
Yeah,
or,
you know, that's so true.
Yeah.
Because if you're looking at them, like, Bethany really feels things. Yeah. Carol can't get over the thing with Luann.
Dorinda.
She will not forgive. And she's like, writer. She's so insightful. Dorinda really feels things. Yes, you're so right.
Yeah.
And then Luann, Sonia, Ramona are like, all right.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. You nailed it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Just thinking about people in general that I know, it tends to be the really authentic ones. They take a long time. Mm-hmm. They have feelings that go deep down and takes forever. Mm-hmm. So they're all sensitive. And as tough as Bethany acts, she's really sensitive and really emotional. And I know Bethany. Bethany and I grew up together, you know, we're best friends. I know her soul. But you could tell she's even saying it at some point. She's like, I always go back to compassion for Luann.
Compassion and regret.
Yeah, compassion and regret. She did feel bad. I bet she's going to apologize at some point to Luann.
Probably.
Because
she owes her one.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? I'll give Carol a little bit of props just for saying what Bethany said was correct. It was how Bethany delivered it that she didn't agree with. So even Carol, who a lot of people I noticed online and on YouTube are commenting that they're really upset with the way Carol's acting this season because she's kind of sucking up to Bethany and not being as friendly with all the girls.
She got the same rap last year, too, though.
Yeah, but I definitely noticed that. So for her to say, you know what, I agree with what she said to her, but I think that the way she delivered it was wrong. I think that's the first sign of her being like, okay, we're human. We all make mistakes. We all do the wrong things. At least she can admit that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's being fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if she would be comfortable saying that to her face, no. She said in the confessional. Yeah. But still, I think that she noticed tonight that Bethany was flying off the handle a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's no reeling Bethany back in when she was about to, when she was doing that. So then we see, let's see, Ramona starts the fight between Carol and Luann when she mentions the whole pedophile thing. And this is where the whole texting thing happens. And this is kind of how the episode ends. But we see that Luann writes the text with Ramona in the kitchen to Luann. And then there's this scene where they're going to play pool and Carol and Jules are hanging out Christmas shopping online. And Ramona's like, did anybody get any texts? I'm not getting any texts today. Carol, are you getting texts? And Carol's like, yeah, I'm getting my texts. And clearly at that point we realize that she has not received the text yet. Or maybe she has. The weirdest thing was that she didn't receive that text because it seemed like they received it. Didn't it seem like they kind of read it at the same time, Bethany and Carol, later on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought she did receive it, and she was like, I know what you're doing, Ramona, and okay. I'm not playing along.
I wasn't sure, so that's a good point. Okay.
Yeah.
It seemed like that.
Yeah. But they're playing pool, and then Luann writes the text to Bethany with the help of Ramona. I mean, then writes it to Carol with the help of Luann. And the text is basically, hey, I'm sorry I called you a pedophile. Hope you come to my next party. I mean, that's the problem is, why are you taking apologizing advice from Ramona?
I feel like they must have been a few glasses of wine deep because the apologies were definitely missing a couple words or like weren't exactly the exact proper thing to say. And Ramona's like, oh, yeah, because Bethany's so detail-oriented. Like, write it exactly what exactly words, right, you know, the whole. And it was not exactly right. And I feel like Bethany was confused by the apology. I was confused by the apology. And I'm like, that is, I just think that they were, like, sipping on the Ramona Pinot.
Totally.
Well, Ramona was drunk at 5:20. She said already. And why are we texting these things when we're staying in the house together and we're in a room next to each other? Like, why are we? It's like text gate.
I know. Yeah. It amazes me how, like, Bethany has gotten shy twice this year. She's so not shy to go off. And then after the bomb's gone off, she's like, I'm uncomfortable. Well, Bethany, you created the situation. Mm-hmm. Like, calm down. If you're going to be all uncomfortable now, like, you created that situation. So either be uncomfortable or go let the person know, I'm sorry, let's try to be around each other for the sake of XYZ, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they are ever going to play the Twister game or whatever games Jules bought, but I
called her Asian for bringing games.
What was that?
No, Carol. Oh my God. Carol, I don't know if that's Asian or not, but Carol cracks me up because she was trying to make a joke about how, like, Jules never gives up the whole, like, well, because I'm Asian. Because I'm Jewish. I'm Asian. And, like, Carol, like, thinks it's the funniest thing and can't get over it. So, like, that's why she said it. But, I mean, is it an Asian thing or is it
not? No, I do that all the time.
I mean, either way, it's funny because Carol was trying to make a joke.
It was hilarious. Oh, my God. I don't even know where that was just so funny.
So random.
Her sense of humor is so dry. So it's just what? Is she being honest? Is she kidding? I can't tell.
I love her.
She's in for game night on Friday with Rutherford and me.
Oh, yeah. I'll be at work. Poo. We'll talk after because I don't know right now. Okay, so then Bethany and Carol read the text at the same time, and I actually was surprised. I thought at least Bethany would have been like, well, that's nice she reached out or something.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Bethany was looking for a little something so she could find it in her to do what she kind of wanted to do, which was like maybe apologize a little bit because she feels for Luann, but it was almost like this turned them both off even more. Carol and Bethany got even more upset.
I think if Bethany got the text when she was alone, maybe she would have. But when she got it with Carol being there, it's like they're both like feeding off each other. Like, who is this idiot?
That's what I thought too. I was like, oh, if it's the two of them together being like, ugh, this bitch.
Yeah.
You know, then they weren't going to be excited that they got an apology.
She didn't have any hope regardless with the two of them in that room.
No.
No chance.
I thought it was so funny when Ramona was like, yeah, you know, I had to help Luann because she's not the smartest person. She thinks she's the smartest person, but she's not the smartest person.
She called her dumb at one point, too. Oh my God. I can't with these people. She's like, so I love Luann. I mean, I'm pretty sure I love Luann. I don't know if I love Luann. I think I love Luann. I'm like, what is happening right now? It's just like, I love their dynamic. When you look back on, like, they showed Bethany and Luann together from, like, 2008, it just shows you, like, they've been friends acquaintances for quite some time now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like their family in a sense, all these people.
It's a long history.
They started the show together. I mean, it comes back to the whole Jill Zarin thing. Do you think that they could eventually get along again? I feel like they could. If you want the money and you want to be on the show, you'll get along for it, but at the same time have that drama. Somebody asked about Sonia in the chat, if we think Sonia's tipsy girl will ever make it to the alcohol stores. And they said they hope it does. We also didn't cover Sonia's procedure tonight. But.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I don't think it's going to get into the source because I don't think Sonia will do that now that she knows how upset Bethany is, but I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I think that Bethany's legal team will probably successfully hold back the product, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think it will. And I just remembered something last week. The reason Sonia, you know, she was crying about being in this financial mess, the reason she was in this whole financial mess is because she invested in, like, $6 million in a movie that was never made. She has a history of investing in things that are... She just signs her name, and she needs to stop doing that.
Yeah.
So true.
I'm surprised she doesn't have enough money to live off of from her divorce.
I know.
He was really wealthy.
Wasn't he, like, one of the wealthiest people in America?
He was, like, one of the J.P. Morgans.
But I thought the same thing. Why doesn't Luann have a house? She's got her house in the Hamptons. You think that she would have... I mean, I know it's crazy, crazy expensive to live in New York, but you'd think these people, with what they're making, could somehow...
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it. And then, you know, they do appearances and get money for that. Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of vaginas,
Bethany,
Sonia gets her vagina tightened.
Rejuvenated
tonight. And it's a very important part of the recap, so I have to make sure we mention that. Ugh. And it was
horrifying.
We were all grossed out by it.
We were all horrified.
She keeps on letting us know that she has a tight vagina. I don't have a better word for that. I'm sorry.
She called it trout snatch.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that.
It's okay, so type
I think
vagina.
Maybe
okay.
If it were, and I don't want to be like ageism going there, but I think if it were a younger woman, like, it would have been a little more funny to me. And the fact that she kept talking about, like, oh, sometimes I can't get the men to get off of me, and it seems vulgar to me. And I think it's her age for me.
See, I think it would be more vulgar for someone younger.
Oh, okay.
I feel like being older, it's kind of funny because it's like, oh God, like, when someone's like, she's older.
And the way
she's
just, is.
Like, right. Mm. She's kind of like, what's her name from Sex and the City?
Kim
Cattrall.
Yeah.
Kind of, in a sense, you know? Yeah. But I don't know. That's just my... I would be a little more like, if it was someone younger, I'd be like, that's nasty. But with someone older, I think it's funny. I don't know.
So I feel like if a Kardashian went and got it done, which I'm sure they have, but it's like, if I would watch it on their show, I'd be like, oh, they do this stuff every week on the show, whatever, ha, ha, ha. But I don't know. With her, I was like, ooh, I don't want to hear about some guy banging you all night long. Like, ugh.
I just think they could have found something else to show.
But yeah, it was, like, just not good material.
Sometimes I don't understand why they edit some things out that are really interesting. We end up seeing the footage at the end.
Yeah.
And then some of the stuff that they kept, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, but I'm not a producer, so that's probably why. Okay, let's get into predictions for next week.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Lindsay, I'll start with you.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'll be in Wisconsin next week, guys, so I will not see you. Rutherford and I are going to be there. But,
oh my God, he's stretching. Aww. It's so cute.
He's waking up, guys. I really think that, you know, this is not the end of Luann and Bethany's fight. We see it gets even worse next week, and Luann thinks she wants to take her down. Mm-hmm. She's on this path to, like, just... Yeah, she's on this path to just take everyone down. He thinks so, too. So I don't believe that that's the end of Luann and Bethany's craziness and drama. And it looks like the holiday party's coming in, and Luann's got a jumpsuit, and they call it, like, a brocade something. And Ramona's not sure if she likes it. So looks like drama per usual.
Yeah. I'm curious how Sonia appears. Like, if they're not still in the Berkshires. I don't know. Anyway, she appears. And I'm just curious.
It's some kind of holiday party that they
all see how she reacts. And I want her to, like say, I'm pissed that I was left out. Like, you were all out and I was left here, and you don't do that to a friend. And I hope she sticks up for herself.
I think that Bethany and Luann ultimately will apologize to each other. This time, Luann's going to be the one to fly off the handle at Bethany for round two, three, whatever round we're in at this point. And they'll both apologize after Luann gets her thoughts out. And I think Sonia does really get her feelings hurt next week at the holiday party, as we saw her, Bethany, kind of trying to talk to her privately, and she kind of, like, is storming off. So she's really upset this time, for real.
Yeah. I feel like there's going to be some type of soft spot for Sonia as well, because she did, in a weird sense, stick up for her today, because she was saying to Luann, why, like, who are you to go and mentor her? Like, you're probably making her, in a sense, she was kind of looking out. It felt like she was looking out for Sonia a little bit. I don't know. I just feel like in the end, it's all going to end up working out, but Luann and Bethany, it's going to take a while, I think. I don't know if Luann's going to apologize again, too. I think it's going to be more Bethany. We'll find out. All right, guys. So you will see us next week. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels, and my Periscope is Ashley Daniels, and Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. Megan Rickley.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. They are all at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. I won't be here next week, but we have Annabelle filling in for me, and I'll see you guys the week after that.
This is Fern Rone. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Rone, R-O-N-A-Y. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Yay. Look for it.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com. You can find Rutherford there as well, Rutherford B. Hayes Wegner. Behave.
Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
So you have to bring him.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.